Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. You may already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the Italian composer Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, whose Masses we are featuring throughout this month of November. Today we'll hear all 5 parts of the proper, 4 in Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary as set in Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera, the Eternal Gifts of Christ the King. Let's get started then with our introit for this 32nd Sunday, Intret Oratio Mea, from Psalm 87. Let my prayer enter your presence. The singer here is our Slovakian chant scholar, Marek Klein.
In et oratio mea, in conis
for the introit of today's Mass proper, let my prayer enter your presence. And this brings us to the Mass ordinary, but before we begin, I'd like to play the chant melody on which Palestrina's Mass is based, Aeterna Christi Munera. The singers are the Proconsione Antiqua of London.
Ecclesia, pri
We've been listening to the chant hymnus Aeterna Christi Munera. Now let's begin Palestrina's Mass Ordinary called Missa Aeterna Christi Munera. We'll start with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy. The performers are the Chapelle Musicale de la Trinité de Mont in Rome. That was a Kyrie from Palestrina's Mass Ordinary for today. The Gloria, or Greater Doxology, follows directly afterwards. Again, it's the group from Rome performing.
Gloria in excelsis
Thank you.
Before the Gloria of Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera. And now we shall continue with our Mass proper and the gradual Dirigatur Oratio Mea. Let my prayer ascend like incense in your presence, O Lord. This will be sung in a motet arrangement by the classical composer Michael Haydn, the younger brother by 5 years of Joseph Haydn. Performing are the ensemble Coro Ardito, a German group.
Oh,
was the gradual for this 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, a motet by Michael Haydn. Now, as is my frequent wish, I'd like to insert a motet by our featured composer, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. It's Viri Galilei, and the performers are the Portuguese group Ensemble Officium.
Yes.
We've heard Palestrina's motet Viri Galilei, Men of Galilee. Next up is the Alleluia proper, Quinque Prudentes Virgines, from the Gospel of Matthew, the five wise virgins. We'll hear this in Gregorian chant by the female ensemble, Anonymous Four. That was our Alleluia proper for today, the Five Wise Virgins, sung by the Anonymous Four. And this brings us to the midpoint of the Mass Ordinary, the Credo, or Nicene Creed. Again, here is Palestrina's setting.
Thank you.
That was the credo of today's Mass Ordinary by Palestrina, the Missa Aeterna Christi Munera. Next up in the church singing is the offertory. Today's text is Gressus Meus from Psalm 118. Guide my footsteps, O Lord. We'll welcome back Slovakian scholar Marek Klein to sing this bit of Gregorian chant.
Gressus meus dirige Domine,
the offertory of today's Mass, Guide My Footsteps, O Lord. Now it's back to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus, or Holy, Holy, Holy. The composer, again, is Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, and the performers are the Chapelle Musicale de la Trinité de Mont in Rome.
Oh.
That was a Sanctus of today's Mass Ordinary by Palestrina. The next and last section of the Mass Ordinary is the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. And here again is Palestrina's setting.
Oh,
That was the Agnus Dei of the Missa Aeterna Christi Munera by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, the most famous composer of the High Renaissance. And this brings us to the final musical portion of our Mass, the Communion Proper, which uses the same text as the Alleluia, Quinque Prudentes Virgines, or the Five Wise Virgins. The singers of the chant are an Italian ensemble led by Fulvio Rampi. That was our communion proper, the Five Wise Virgins. And this leaves us just enough time for a last motet, a Pater Noster, or Our Father, by the 16th century Franco-Flemish composer Jacques Arcadelt, who was principally known as a composer of secular vocal works. The singers are the Chœur de Chambre de Namur in France.
Thank you.
was the motet Pater Noster by the Renaissance composer Jacques Arcadelt. And with it, we must bring an end to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the Gregorian chant, the motets, and Palestrina's Missa Eterna Christi Munera. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend for our program celebrating the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time with another lovely Mass by Palestrina. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant Sabbath afternoon and evening.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.